We were heading west on Interstate 40 when a friend mentioned a soldier who had won the Medal of Honor not far from Winslow. Never having heard about the incident, it came as a surprise. So I began digging into military records and territorial newspapers, wanting to know more. In 1874, a party of Tonto Apache slipped into the Verde Valley and ran off a herd of cattle. Traveling on foot, they were capable of maintaining a steady jog all day. Soldiers from Camp Verde rode in pursuit with a detachment of Yavapai Indian scouts. In a scene resembling a Hollywood Western, smoke signals rose above the red rocks, warning the Apaches of their approach. The cavalrymen were forced to travel at night to avoid detection. Several days later, they reached Sunset Pass late at night, and at dawn discovered fresh moccasin tracks. First Lieutenant Charles King set out to climb the nearby mesa, taking with him six scouts and Bernard Taylor, a young sergeant. The other troopers remained in camp under the command of Second Lieutenant George Eaton, who stretched out to read the last of the Mohicans. King and his detail picked their way uphill towards the rim 1,000 feet above. Near the top, they found a line of cliffs blocking the way. The scouts recognized the danger ahead and refused to go further, leaving the lieutenant and sergeant to continue without them. The soldiers soon split up, and King walked straight into an ambush. Suddenly, an arrow whizzed overhead, and another ripped the flesh at the corner of his eye. Gunshots followed, and he ducked behind a boulder with blood flowing across his face. As King returned fire, a bullet slammed into his right arm, smashing the bone. Blood gushed from the wound as he took off, leaping from rock to rock until he fell hard, cutting a gash in his forehead. Stunned, he lay still as a dozen Apache closed in. Just then, Sergeant Taylor arrived and opened fire with his carbine. He lifted the wounded officer on his back and made a desperate run down the rocky slope with bullets and arrows flying around them. As the numbness wore off, the pain became excruciating. King ordered the sergeant to leave him and save himself. Taylor refused and carried the lieutenant for 300 yards before collapsing, utterly exhausted. Just as the attackers were pressing in again, the soldiers from camp rushed up. They had run uphill at full speed as soon as the shooting began. "We managed to save Lieutenant King by seconds," Eaton said, "rather than minutes." Bernard Taylor earned the Congressional Medal of Honor for bravery under fire. Charles King not only survived his wound, but also the treatment. The Army doctor prescribed a gallon of whiskey a day for the pain, and being a good soldier, he followed the doctor's orders. After piecing the story together, I decided to locate the actual site to place it in the proper setting. A friend and I pull off at a locked gate in Sunset Pass, southwest of Winslow. With permission from the cow boss of a nearby ranch, we begin climbing the same slopes taken by the soldiers. The higher we go, the more menacing the terrain becomes. Dark cliffs form a barrier ahead, and a profusion of broken rock matches the old descriptions. Storm clouds build above the pass, and the two of us reach the site of the ambush. By walking the ground, my view of the incident shifts. Instead of being another in a long list of violent frontier encounters, it becomes, at its core, a story of remarkable courage, shown by a man who risked his life to save another.